This program is not available on 8-track tape.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. I've spent the last two seasons highlighting the rock and roll history of our state, Ohio, and its contribution to this musical genre's legacy. Much in the way we find ourselves devoted to a favorite neighborhood band, we become fans of that same neighborhood sports teams. But we don't have to choose between those two things. We can have both, and at the same time. This week's Vinyl Garage, we present sports-related music, whether it's an official fight song of one of our universities, or a fan-produced or professionally recorded tribute. There's always a song we can associate with sport. We as Ohioans are fortunate that we are one of seven states that have more than one NFL team, and one of eight to have multiple Major League Baseball teams, along with a professional basketball, hockey, and soccer team. That being said, we're beginning festivities close to home with the Browns. Two of Cleveland's most popular local bands, Love Affair and Boku, lent their best-selling singles to the Browns' playoff bandwagon. Self-parodies of Mama Says and Born and Raised on Rock and Roll, each of which released at different periods in Browns' history, proved very popular in the playoff years of 1980 and 86-87 respectively, with Brian Says, a reference to Brian Sipe, and Born and Raised on Cleveland Browns.
Get your satisfaction.
Super Bowl. On offense and on defense, the Pontiac kids have soul.
Brian says we got the team to win the Super Bowl. Brian says, as Brian does, the Browns close to the goal. Head coach Sam and Art Modell, to mention just a few. The Pontiac kids will do it. It's not a dream, it's true. Brian says, Super Bowl. Brian says,
makes me wanna shout. We beat the Bucks. We stomped on the Bears. We killed the Jets. We beat the Bengals. We made 10 out of the Steelers. We fleeced the Oilers. We're gonna beat everybody, cause we're going to the Super Bowl. And we're gonna win. Nothing's gonna stop us. Just let down.
Gotta get up. It's kickoff time in 15 bells. The Cleveland Browns are gonna give them hell, with Jackson all over and Lyle on the line. Pruitt and Logan doing real fine. Offense, defense doing their thing. When Scythe throws the ball, you'd swear it had wings. That's the Cleveland Browns. When they're psyched up, you can't shut them down. Take your tranquilizers, pop your beer can lids. It's the Cardiac Kids. Sam and the team got together one day and put plutonium in their Gatorade. He said, Super Bowl time is coming on fast. Let's hit Pasadena like an atomic blast. He said, we shot down Bears and we melted steel. We can de-feather Eagles, make Seahawks squeal. Knock down Tigers and oil wells. We're the Cleveland Browns and we gave them hell.
That's the Cleveland Browns. When they're psyched up, you can't shut them down. Take your tranquilizers, pop your beer can lids. It's the Cardiac Kids. If your heart is weak, you better stay in the sack. Don't go to the game, just lay right back. Keep away from the tube and the radio. You're much better off if you just don't know what's going on in the game right now. It's always a winner, but just somehow looks like defeat. And they pull a trick, win the game with a Cockcroft kick. That's the Cleveland Browns. When they're psyched up, you can't shut them down. Take your tranquilizers, pop your beer can lids. It's the Cardiac Kids. My preacher told me I was sacrilegious for making the Browns sound so prestigious. He told me that it was just a game and I was rooting for a team only in vain. I got naive and believed his word, then I found out he was from Pittsburgh. Now the devil's gonna get him another soul. Thou shalt not lie, Reverend Noel. That's the Cleveland Browns. When they're psyched up, you can't shut them down. Take your tranquilizers, pop your beer can lids. It's the Cardiac Kids. On Sundays, my wife thinks I'm lazy, and some of you might think I'm crazy. For the first time, I saw God last night, and you know he was wearing orange and white. That's the Cleveland Browns. When they're psyched up, you can't shut them down. Take your tranquilizers, pop your beer can lids. It's the Cardiac Kids.
Side back and throw.
It's the Cardiac Kids.
Touchdown, Cleveland.
It's the Cardiac Kids.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
widely different bands with a common message: the Browns and their chance of making it to the Super Bowl. Youngstown's Messenger and their country-tinted Cardiac Kids, and the R&B funky Ray J band, and Touchdown, Cleveland Browns. Which brings us to the story of three-piece band, record producers, and recording studio owners Houston's Elliot, Walter, and Bennett. The trio recorded and produced the local artist Mac Hayes and his 12 Days of a Houston Oilers Christmas. EWB took that idea and recorded a similar single for the Cleveland market, which became ridiculously successful. Now, don't think that we're anything special. They also produced one for Atlanta, New England, LA, Dallas, Philly, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Oakland, and San Diego. The version we used to sing had Doug Deacon holding.
On the first day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the second day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the third day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Brian Seifepass and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the fourth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Al Zato attacking Brian Seifepass and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the fifth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Seifepass and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the sixth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Newsom catching both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Seifepass and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the seventh day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Darden intercepting Newsom catching both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Seifepass and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the eighth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me the Cardiac Kids a winning, Darden intercepting, Newsom a catching both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Seifepass and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the ninth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me DeLeon a hiking, Cardiac Kids a winning, Darden intercepting, Newsom a catching both the Pruitts moves. Attacking Brian Seifepass and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the tenth day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Doug Deacon blocking, DeLeon a hiking, Cardiac Kids a winning, Darden intercepting, Newsom a catching both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Seifepass and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the 11th day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Dave Logan leaping, Doug Deacon blocking, DeLeon a hiking, Cardiac Kids a winning, Darden intercepting, Newsom a catching both the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Seifepass and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the 12th day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me the Browns in the playoffs, Dave Logan leaping, Doug Deacon blocking, DeLeon a hiking, Cardiac Kids a winning, Darden intercepting, Newsom a catching, all the Pruitts moves. Al Zato attacking Brian Seifepass and Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl team.
If you hate people from Pittsburgh and watching ball in the rain, you might be from Medina, you might be from Lorraine. If you like getting drunk at midnight in the bars, in the flats, then you must be a Browns fan, and you know where it's at.
Let's take it home, boys.
Then you must be a Browns fan.
It was 1950 in the cold and rain when my father took me to my very first game. Said the Browns are gonna show you how the game is played. And here we go again.
Number 19.
drops back, looks down the field. Brennan breaks open, the victory sealed. Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bernie, Bernie, oh baby, Super Bowl. The dogs are barking, we're all having fun. Bernie will lead us to that place in the sun. He's got style and class at age 23.
The MVP of the AFC.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bernie, Bernie, oh baby, Super Bowl. Blitz at bay. Give Bernie some time, he'll make the big play. He's got style and class at age 23.
The MVP of the AFC. Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bernie, Bernie, oh baby, Super Bowl. Super Bowl. We gotta go now. Super Bowl. Go Browns!
Michael Stanley and the Cleveland Browns All-Stars. Here we go again from 1998. A song immortalizing the return of the Browns to the North Coast. The All-Stars included, among others, Gerald LeVert, Benny Orr, and honorary Clevelander Clarence Clemens. The Louie Louie parody, Bernie Bernie, is credited to the Bleacher Bums. But we're not finished with Louie Louie parodies, but it did take a name that had promise at the quarterback position to revive the song in Brownstown. Thanks to Browns Mems Karaoke, the ultimate compliment in Cleveland to be compared to Bernie.
Now in at quarterback, number 6.
Thank you.
Baker. Buddy boy, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baker, Baker. Oh, baby. Super Bowl. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Of course you're listening to the Vinyl Garage.
Dickey back in there. Kosar wants to throw. Pumping once. Now throwing long down the left side. Slaughter has it. He's going in front. Are being blitzed, fires, Brandon got the ball, Browns. Breaks away, at the 10, 5, touchdown Browns, Ryan Brandon does it again.
Here we go.
Outstanding second effort.
Here we go, Ryan Brandon. Here we go.
We're a comeback team from a comeback town. Everybody knows that we're Super Bowl bound. We want the crown, we want the ring. The fat ladies home and get ready to sing.
Died at my Tim Couch, Dougie P, Phillies coach, Tim Couch back again. Then they drafted Spurgeon Wynn, Kelly Holcomb, Luke McCown, Jeff Garcia came to town, Dilbert, Charlie Fry, all of them went bye-bye. Anderson and Brady Quinn, and lots of guys who didn't win, Ken Dorsey, Gradkowski, and we're halfway done. Jake DeLong, Colt McCoy, Seneca, unemployed, Thad Lewis, Weed in five-win seasons. Austin Davis, Josh McCown, yes, they've had two McCowns, Shaw, Hoyer, Campbell, oh, it's Manziel. Whitehurst, Kessler, RG3 on IR, and probably as I sing this song, they're gonna find another one.
The Browns are a dumpster fire. You can be their QB, but only briefly. The Browns are a dumpster fire. You know the season's done when they're in week one. Week one, week one, week one, week one, week one.
On the south side of Lake Erie, there's a place called Cleveland Town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a team called the Cleveland Browns. Broncos, Bengals, Bears, the Dolphins, Steelers, we don't care because we're going to the Super Bowl. They're the bad, bad Cleveland Browns, baddest football team around, madder than a team should be. They're gonna win the AFC. Now the Browns are known throughout the league for their fearsome running backs. Nothing could be finer than a run by Ernest Biner and a big Kevin Mack attack. Bernie the kid, and I'm glad we did, cause he's as talented as he is cool. In the clutch is quite a twosome when he throws to Ozzie Newsome, Brian Brennan, Webster Slaughter too. They're the bad, bad Cleveland Browns, baddest football team around, better than a team should be. They're gonna win the AFC. Now the Browns have got a defense that can really rock a
runners and receivers that they're gonna be believers when the dogs are getting in their face. There's Golovin, Johnson, Clancy, Hairston, and a couple hundred pounds of clay. Now when Chris starts rocking, Frank and Hampton start a barking, they'll be dogging you all the way. They're the bad, bad Cleveland Browns, baddest football team around, better than a team should be. They're gonna win the AFC. If you got a kick, it might make you sick when the Ice Cube does his thing. Praise the Lord and give him thanks because he brought us back to banks, and now we're banking on a Super Bowl ring. Now the whole league took a fighting, and when the field was finally clear, the Browns were simply meaner, so they're going to Pasadena, and Marty was the coach of the year. They're the bad, bad Cleveland Browns, the baddest football team around, better than a team should be. They're going to win the AFC. They're the bad, bad Cleveland Browns, the baddest football team around, better than a team should be. They're going to win the AFC. Yeah, they're better than a team should be. They're going to win the AFC.
Go Brown!
Well, it's Mac from the backfield, running out wide, Ozzy in the middle, laying hold on the fly. You know the Browns, the commander, he's leader of the pack. We're going to Pasadena, we ain't looking back. You know the Browns got power, the Browns got speed, they got everything a Super Bowl can need. You know the Browns got power. His quarterbacks, his money in the bank, and Garlic and Matthew play like Sherman Tanks. You know that Teddy's the assassin, stocking running backs, while Minifield and Dixon stop the forward pass. You know the Browns got power, the Browns got speed, they got everything the Super Bowl team would need. You know the Browns got power, the Browns got speed. Super Bowl to me. Big Daddy's gonna do it, Mostert's gonna kick. When our opponents see the score, but they're gonna be sick. The rest is done. A lot of them, who will play cool? You better face the facts, folks. The Browns is the rule. You know the Browns got power. The Browns got speed. They got everything a Super Bowl team would need. You know the Browns got power. The Browns got speed. They got everything a Super Bowl team would need. The Browns got power. Browns got speed, they got everything a Super Bowl team could need.
Yeah, you know, I heard those Jets just missed the airplane. They really didn't want it, you know. Hey, Denver, y'all think you got a chance? Come here, our town, messing around, I'll tell you. On it. Get 'em, little dog, just get 'em. Brown's time. Got me a $950 seat.
Speaking of Brownstown, the 1986 single by Alex Bevin and Pat Daly of the same name, complete with some cool play-by-play. The parodies continue, this time in a not-so-positive way, with The Browns Are a Dumpster Fire by Colin Cowherd, ex of ESPN and Fox Sports, and his radio show, The Herd. Sometimes the truth hurts. Next, a parody of Bad Bad Leroy Brown from a self-released 45 by the Cleveland Beat from 1988. Then Brownsville's 11, Super Bowl Brownies, featuring Skip Martin and He's X of Kool and the Gang and Cleveland's Daz Band. That 45 was from 1986. At one time sharing Municipal Stadium with the Browns, now with a home of its own, are the Indians. Although the Brownies had the bear share of the sports-related music for themselves, the tribe was no less dramatic.
You make my heart sing. You make everything. right, the next batter for the Indians now will be the rookie Joe Charbonneau. Charbonneau hitting at 323. Charbonneau has really pounded the ball. He'll be taking on John Matlack here against the Texas Rangers. Matlack winds it up, his first pitch.
Indians 7, Red Sox 3 in the ninth. Benton Cortez ready. He fires. A swing and a liner to first. Caught by Martinez. Boom!
Game 2, 3, 4. Wahoo! Wahoo!
And the Indians Wahoo. Are one win away from a date in the Fall Classic.
Well, my tribe heart knows my Cleveland pride, so I'm gonna let her do all the cheering. Wahoo! Wahoo! Came across this chief in the middle of the Jake with a feathered headdress and some big white teeth. Wahoo! Wahoo! We beat New York in just 4 games. He said, don't look back, just keep on cheering. Wahoo! Wahoo! When Manny left and went away, he said, hey lady, will you cheer for me? Wahoo! Wahoo! But I said, no, no. No, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, Boston, you're not the team for me.
It's a 3-run homer to right by Johnny Peralta.
Now sleep is a problem with these playoff games, so I nap at work for a wink or two. Wahoo, wahoo. It's been some time since we won a championship, but tribe fans keep cheering after all these years.
The Indians now have a 3-1 lead.
I'm glad I'm in a place called Cleveland, Ohio, with my cute red friend and his big white teeth. Wahoo! Wahoo! Now Coco Crispy is a heck of a jockey, wants me to wear a pair of his red socks. Wahoo! Wahoo! But I said no, no. No, 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 no. I said no, no. You're not the one for me. No, no. No, 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 no. I said no, Boston. You're not the team for me.
Expand your chowder, Boston.
You're not the team for me. When we kill Boston, we'll nail you. With my Indian friend and his big white teeth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll cut those teeth.
Indian fever, it's catching fire with everyone. Indian fever, you can be part of the fun. You're the winner at every game, that's where the excitement begins. So catch Indian fever,
be a believer
with the Cleveland Indians. It starts from the very first inning. Indian fever. Each game is a brand new beginning. It's the hits, the homers, the double plays. It's how you feel when we win. So catch Indian fever.
Be a believer
with the Cleveland Indians. fire with everyone. Indian Fever, you can be part of the fun. You're the winner at every game. That's where the excitement begins. So catch Indian Fever.
Be a believer
with the Cleveland Indians. Indian Fever. It starts from the very first inning. Indian Fever. Each game is a brand new beginning. It's the hits, the homers, the double plays. It's how you feel when we win. So catch Indian Fever.
Be a believer
with the Cleveland Indians.
Cheering year after year. Who's got the ballpark? The best is all right here. Who's got the fans with so much Cleveland pride? Who's talking baseball? Talking tribe. We're talking baseball. Talking tribe.
Nobody plays harder than the tribe.
We've got the players. Guys, really hot. We've got a future. We're headed to the top. We're on the warpath. We're spreading far and wide. We're talking baseball. Talking tribe. You're talking baseball. Talking tribe.
Closing out the show with Wild Thing, the version from the film Major League by the Los Angeles band X. Found on the film soundtrack of 1989 and on an X single from 1984. It's Tribe Time. Go Joe Charbonneau by the Section 36, The Wahoo Song, 1980's Indian Fever, and We're Talking Baseball, We're Talking Tribe. There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/vinylgarageshow. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Officer, if you don't shoot yourself, something.